All right, well, let's move on to our next top story. The Lebanese army has arrested a fugitive terrorist who has been involved in many terror attacks and bombings in the country. Press TV sources say the army arrested Mohammed Qassem as well as several other members of a terrorist group in a special operation in the village of Arsal. The army also confiscated weapons and ammunition in the operation. Arsal, located near the Syrian border, is known to be a safe haven for terrorists who enter Lebanon to carry out deadly attacks. To get more on that, we're now joined by Lamise Karut, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital. Now, Lamise, what more details do we have about this latest operation?
Yes, correct. So what we know so far is that the Lebanese military has arrested late Wednesday senior Syrian operative base in Arsal, as you noted, near the Lebanese-Syrian border here in East Lebanon. And now this operative base, if you want, heads a network responsible for car bombs and sending them to Lebanon. So basically they plot and plan car bombs that we've been recently seeing take place in Lebanon. So Mohammed Qassem, who was the main dangerous fugitive, and as well as seven of his aides, all of them happened to have Syrian identity cards, happened to be of Syrian nationality, were captured in what was called a special operation carried out by the army. The army also added that they confiscated items such as computers, personal belongings, mobile phones, as well as important documents that were seized as well in the operations. Now, sources also say that the eight men who were arrested in Arsal are suspected to belong to Al-Qaeda. So they are either linked to various Al-Qaeda offshoots or part of Al-Qaeda itself. And all detainees were labeled by the army as very dangerous. So it's really good now that these people are in the hands of the army. And the army also confirmed in a statement just right now that Mohammed Qassem is described to be one of the main criminals who was involved in terrorist operations here in Lebanon. The Lebanese army really in the past has taken great precaution really to maybe crack down on these tech theories in Lebanon. We've really seen the Syrian spillover have an effect here on Lebanese soil, but thankfully the army really has done all in its power to combat, if you want, terrorism. And we're seeing, thankfully, a decrease of car bombs taking place here on Lebanese soil. Before, we used to have a car bomb every other day or at least two times a week. Now, thankfully, I mean, we've had maybe a month and a half without actually a car bomb here in Beirut. So we're seeing really great gains. And this really comes after the Qalamun Mountains were freed of Tekfiris after the Syrian army took over the town of Yabrud. So we're seeing gains in Syria, which also have a positive effect here in Lebanon. But at the same time, for example, when the Syrian army retook the Syrian town of Yabrud, we had 1,000 militants flee to Lebanon, all to Arsal, as you noted, a safe haven for these Tekfiris who really, we saw earlier, nourished Tekfiris and whatnot. But the army has taken great precaution.
Okay, Lamise, I do apologize, but I will have to cut you off. But of course, we do appreciate that detailed update. That was Lamise Karut speaking to us live from the Lebanese capital.